I'd like to shift the focus for a moment, Ron, to something that's covered in the workbook, which has to do with looking at your own strengths and weaknesses. And one of the tasks that you ask us to do very emphatically is to have a trading journal and to review your own sort of financial position, your own personal, temperamental qualities and inclinations. Talk to me a little bit about this more introspective side, as it were, of activity in the financial markets.
Sure. You know, you have to know you as a person. That is very important, because different ways of trading, different products are going to elicit different types of stress levels, different types of reactions. Under stress, people act differently, very differently. I know a guy that when I was lifeguarding on the beach, when there was an emergency in the water, someone was in trouble, that guy was a bullet. Bang. He was off the stand. He was in the water. He was a hero. However, when there was any type of emergency on the beach where someone might have cut themselves on a shell, or they were running on the beach, they stepped in a hole and dislocated their ankle, he was a vegetable. I mean, he would just literally start to vomit when he saw blood. Now, here's a guy who, under one stressful incident, would react in one way, yet another seemingly less stressful moment, he can't even function. The character of the person, their personality, really comes out in trading. Some people are great at gambling small amounts of money, but as soon as they start to try to raise the size of their bets, they all of a sudden, they don't function the same way. That's what you've got to realize in and of yourself, your own strengths and weaknesses, not just in terms of how you handle risk and stress, but you've got to understand how much money you have to put in the market. You've got to understand what type of strategies that you're going to use would best fit you. You've got to get a good feel for you. What type of products do you just naturally seem to be more comfortable with? You know, I'm a stock trader, or you know what? I do so much world traveling and understand so much about exchange rates and the overall effect it has on individual currencies that currency is a natural fit for me. Somebody might say that, hey, the currency markets are open at nighttime and I have a day job. I don't like trading something that I'm not monitoring all the time. I'm a control freak. So I've got to go to the currency markets because I can trade them at night and I can be there during the night at every step of the way while I'm trading. I feel more comfortable. It all depends on the person. It's not so much that you have to go to a psychiatrist and lay down on a sofa and work this stuff out. You just need to know who you are as a person, what your strengths and weaknesses are. If you're really terrible with math, well, you know, you're going to have some trouble with some strategies. You're going to have difficulty with some forms of technical analysis. You got to know that ahead of time. If you have strengths in math, again, you're going to go and trade more by math than feel. I know traders on the floor that were very successful, that some of them just really didn't understand the math. But they had this innate feel. They could feel when the stock was going to move because of the types of orders that were coming in. I mean, there's so many little factors in terms of the psychological standpoint of trading that the first thing you've got to know is you got to know yourself.
Now, I guess that's also a question of how much time you have, because are we talking in terms of somebody sort of doing this all day long, or is it possible to be successful in the stock market or in the financial markets without being 100% committing all your time to it?
For sure. It might dictate how you do things differently. A person that's going to be what I'll call a day trader, that is in the market all day long, every day, watching every tick of every stock, that guy is going to do certain things that somebody who has a day job can only check the market two or three times a day for a couple minutes. They're going to trade in a completely different way. Again, that's knowing yourself. Is this going to become my career, or am I keeping my present career and this is just an adjunct onto it? You have to know yourself, because that's going to dictate a lot of the ways that you're going to move into the market, how you're going to trade, what you're going to trade. A lot of that's going to be decided by who you are and the situations you're in.